It's my pleasure to welcome you to Answers from Scripture. Whether you're just being introduced to the Bible for the first time or you've been studying it for a lifetime, I'm confident that you'll benefit from Brother Mark's passionate explanations for the Word of God.
Welcome back, friends. This is Answers from Scripture. I'm your host, Brother Mark. And just within the last day or two, we received a question about Romans. And the question was prefaced by this statement. I was arguing or debating with a Calvinist, and he asserted that it's impossible for man to seek God. Now, I know where he gets that. That's from Romans chapter 3 and verse 11, where it says this: "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." Now, that's just a statement. It says there's none that seeketh after God. Only a Calvinist with his preconceived ideas would try to twist that into saying it's impossible for man to seek God. And the reason I say only a Calvinist with his twisted preconceived ideas is because the Bible's filled with examples of men seeking God. In fact, God commands it and encourages it. God says, "Seek and ye shall find." God says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If you go all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." So God say, you want to find me? Then you have to seek me, and seek me with all your heart and soul. Now, is God playing a charade here? Is God holding some unattainable fruit before us and say, "Come and get it, come and get it"? Ha ha ha, you can't. It's impossible for you to seek me. I'm just playing a game with you. And then I'm going to destroy you because you didn't seek me, even though I created you. Impossible to seek me. Oh my goodness. That kind of picture of God is just hideous. It's awful. God, according to Calvinism, God is accountable for every sin that was ever committed. Every young woman that was ever raped, it was God's fault because the man had no choice in the matter. He was forced to sin, and he couldn't help but sin. And then God is going to punish him for the sin that God forced him to commit. If that's the kind of God you want, have at it. But that's not the God of the Bible. And again and again and again, the God of the Bible says, "Seek me." He wasn't toying with us. He wasn't giving a command that would be impossible to fulfill. He said, "Seek me." Look at Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Isaiah, if you will, 55 and verse 6. He says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Go back to Exodus 33 and verse 7. Just all over the Bible. And I've just picked a small handful of representative texts, but you can find many, many, many more. Exodus 33 and verse 7. "And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp." Now, this man that contended it's impossible for a human being to seek the Lord, what's he going to do with this verse? Everyone that sought the Lord came out of the camp. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, and there's so many in Chronicles about the kings. But 2 Chronicles, for example, 15 and verse 4. "But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord of God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them." If you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 15, same chapter, but verse 14. "And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about." 2 Chronicles 17 and verse 4. "But sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel." 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 5. My, so many verses that have to be ignored by the Calvinists. 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 5. "And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And over again, you look through the scriptures, through the Psalms, many verses in the Psalms, and throughout the scriptures, and you'll find over and over again that people sought God, and when they sought God, they were found of him. Now, this is what Calvinists do. They take one text, they rip it out of the context, and they take this one more obscure text and try to redefine hundreds of clear texts to match the one obscure text. Rather than taking the one text that doesn't seem to line up perfectly at first, and then to interpret that based on all the dozens and dozens of clear texts, they do the opposite. And they do it consistently because they have an evil satanic view of God. And this has been going on ever since the days of Augustine. Calvin just regurgitated the despicable doctrine of Augustinianism. But what am I saying? They misinterpret scripture. They ignore hundreds of scriptures to make them fit the one or two proof texts to which they always flee. But think about it. He did say, there's no man that seeketh God. And now here we've seen several who did seek God. So what's the explanation? Well, let me use an illustration here. I like to hunt. I'm not a great hunter, but I like to hunt. I enjoy it. I enjoy a day out in the woods, whether I get to shoot anything or not. But, you know, if I were training my sons, and maybe some of the younger sons, it was their first time, I would have them climb up with me into a tree stand somewhere. And I would explain to them, now the reason that we climb up in a tree stand is because deer don't look up. There's no deer that look up. You're in the stand, you can watch them walk all over the place if there's deer prevalent in the woods, and they walk and they're attentive. They listen, they look, they turn their heads back and forth. They're trying to find a possible enemy, but they don't look up. Deer don't look up. Then, at the same time, I might teach my son, if there's a deer close enough that you have a good shot, but he's still moving, you might make some noise like you're in distress, like meh, and you make some noise, and that noise creates a reaction in a deer that otherwise would never look up, but now he hears this strange noise from above, and when he hears it, he does what deer don't do. He looks up, and when he looks up, he doesn't see you clearly. He's straining, he's trying to find you, and it gives you a few moments where he's maybe totally still while he's trying to see what he just heard, and that's when you take your shot. Now, this is the statement. He's saying, man, they don't see God. You were born and you sought milk. You sought to meet your immediate appetites, and you continue to spend your life seeking to meet your immediate appetites. That's the nature of man. Men don't look up. Men don't seek God. Even the very word anthropos, the word man, means the one who looks up. We don't do it by nature. By nature, we seek our immediate appetite until sometime God sticks his finger in our lives. God puts us in distress. God lays us on our back. God allows goodness in our life. Sometimes the goodness of God leads us to repentance, or God allows trouble in our life, and sometimes when they were in trouble, they sought the Lord. You find that in Psalms, for example. But God intervenes, and man begins to seek him. See, they're ignoring a lot of scriptures, aren't they? What God can do. That Jesus is the light, the true light, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Without that light, men don't seek God. With that light, some men will. The Bible says, where Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Now, men don't seek God, but when they began to be drawn, some men will. They're going to respond. The Bible doesn't say anywhere, no, not in Romans 3, verse 11. It doesn't say anywhere that it's impossible for man to seek God. It's just not what man does. And then God intervenes, and man seeks him. And if you seek him, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart. It's a wonderful promise and a wonderful truth. And it's because we have a God who wants to be found. We have a God who went to great lengths to make himself accessible to us. We have a God who wants us to seek him, who wants us to know him to the extent that he's revealed himself, Deuteronomy 29, 29. We have a God who wants us to seek him, and he wants to reward that. How foolish to think that God's going to make it impossible for something and then say, now, this is impossible for you to do, but if you do it, I'll reward you, and if you don't, I'll punish you. And then it's all God's fault that we go to hell. Foolish, foolish, not just foolish, wicked, disgusting, perverted, twisted concept of a God who throughout the Bible is saying, seek me. Seek me early, well, I may be found. Seek me with all your heart, and I'll be found. And we see examples of men who sought him and were found in him, and I hope you will too. God bless you. You have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have a question you'd like to have answered, mention it in the comments field below or visit us at www.answersfromscripture.online.